Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida ecosystems. Florida is a biologically rich state with many different kinds of ecosystems, some found nowhere else in the U.S. Coral reefs, dunes, saltwater marshes, and mangroves are all found along the coast. Further inland, some Floridians live near wetlands, like freshwater marshes, which typically have an open expanse of grasses and standing water. Freshwater swamps are wooded wetlands, with trees such as cypress, sweetgum, or oak. Wetlands act as natural water filters. Hardwood hammocks are thick stands of trees, and scrubs contain mostly pine, oaks, and saw palmetto. Pinelands are the most common plant communities in Florida. Knowing the ecosystems in your area can help you figure out what types of plants to use in your landscape and what kinds of wildlife you can attract. For more information about Florida ecosystems, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, zoysia grass. Zoysia is a type of lawn grass becoming more popular in Florida lawns. Zoysia grass is adapted to a variety of soils and can have good tolerance to shade, salt, and traffic. It provides a dense, attractive turf. New varieties are being developed for Florida lawns. These grasses grow more slowly and at a lower height than other southern grasses, giving them a thicker, more manicured look. They require about the same amount of water as other grasses to remain green and healthy, but may need less fertilizer. Zoysia can be established from seed, but is more often planted as sod or plugs. It can be grown in lawns throughout the state. The soft texture, lush green color, and adaptability of zoysia grass make it worth checking out for your lawn. For more information about zoysia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Clivia. Clivia is a flowering tropical bulb native to South Africa and related to amaryllis. The roots are thick, sponge-like, and semi-epiphytic, meaning they need to be exposed to the air to survive. Planting clivia in soil will cause the roots to rot and the plant to eventually die. The best way to grow clivia is to plant it in a pot in a coarse, well-drained soil. Orchid mixes are ideal. Clivia flowers come in shades of bright orange, red, and yellow, and the leaves are thick and glossy. To bloom, the plant should be kept in a cool, shady spot and allowed to dry out over the winter. Clivia needs filtered bright light and will scorch in direct sunlight. It produces many seeds and is easy to propagate. For more information about clivia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mushroom root rot. Mushroom root rot is a serious plant disease that affects many different trees and shrubs. Symptoms include branch dieback and thin foliage that turns yellow or brown. Mushroom root rot can also cause reduced growth, wood decay, and death. But the most telltale sign of this fungus is the cluster of yellow mushrooms that typically develop at the base of the infected plants. They usually appear from June through October when there have been heavy rains and soils are moist. Mushroom root rot can attack healthy plants but is more common on stressed and neglected plants. Proper watering and fertilization can help prevent trees and shrubs from becoming vulnerable to the fungus. Once a plant is infected, it should be removed from the landscape to prevent spreading the disease. For more information about mushroom root rot and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, chayote. The chayote is a tropical vegetable that can be grown throughout Florida. It's also known as the vegetable pear, merlaton, and mango squash. The chayote is a cucumber relative, and its climbing vines are often trellised. The light green, pear-shaped fruit can weigh anywhere from 6 ounces to 3 pounds and contains a single flat edible seed. The main varieties that can be grown in Florida include Florida Green and Monticello White. Plant a chayote seed or an entire fruit in the early spring anywhere in the state or during the fall in South Florida. Fertilize your chayote just after planting and then again periodically. Once established, it'll come back every year. Chayote can be prepared in many ways and has a texture similar to squash. For more information about chayote and many other topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.